Good morning, I'm Vin Ebneux. With indoor dining now expanded to 35% of a bar and restaurant's capacity, Governor Murphy is expected to sign a bill today that would expand outdoor dining. With spring approaching, it could be vital to the survival of New Jersey's restaurant industry. The new law would allow dining virtually anywhere, including parking lots, yards, and public sidewalks. Without big parties this year, you may be looking elsewhere for some action this Sunday night during Super Bowl 55. The Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey says online betting has increased during the pandemic, and even those who are not normally interested in sports may want to take part.
There's a lot of excitement, and everybody, you know, people might say, oh, well, I want some skin in the game. I think I'll wager. It's the same thing with the lottery.
Executive Director Neva Pryor says help is a phone call or a click away at 1-800-GAMBLER or 800GAMBLER.org. In a New Jersey School Boards Association survey of school leaders, about 48% said students are more anxious and depressed. A third said, in general, students are coping well.
The good news is that there is not overwhelming incidents of terrible crisis in students.
The association's Janet Bamford says many districts have been able to ramp up mental health services virtually, and they've paid off. The state has also launched a new plan for addressing adverse childhood experiences, providing the support children need to ensure traumas don't lead to lifelong challenges. Children and Families Commissioner Christine Norbert-Beyer says adversity can reshape a developing brain.
We developed this action plan intended to disrupt the negative impact of ACEs and heal New Jersey residents from the effects of toxic stress and trauma.
Beyer says the COVID-19 pandemic itself is an adverse childhood event. Well, like Billy Joel, they're moving out. Nabisco is saying goodbye to New Jersey. That amazing smell of fresh-baked cookies, crackers, and all sorts of goodness is leaving the Garden State. The Nabisco plant in Fairlawn is closing. Company officials said they're moving operations at the New Jersey plant and one in Atlanta to facilities in Virginia, Chicago, and Portland. ABC 7 reports New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer had been working with Nabisco to keep the facility open, but to no avail. 600 people will now lose their jobs. A new term being coined from healthcare systems is called coronasomnia, the inability to fall asleep and stay asleep due to concerns surrounding COVID-19. But sleep is so vital for both our physical and mental health. Jody Mata, medical director at the Center for Sleep Disorders at Jersey City Medical Center, says some tricks to fall asleep include...
No bright lights, no computer, no blue screen TVs, no phones. Another trick is fixed bedtime, fixed wake time, no more than 7 to 8 hours in bed.
Also avoid napping during the day and stay away from wine and caffeine at night. In sports Thursday, Sixers fall to the Trailblazers 121-105. Rangers skate by the Capitals 4-2. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 332 and closed at 31,055. Weather today, mostly cloudy, some rain mixed in on and off, a little windy as well. Highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, some clouds, lows in the mid-20s. I'm Vin Ebneux on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.